Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Bankston Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Morning, Sheridan.
Morning.
Great, off you go.
Okay, here we go. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
And are you celebrating as everybody else is the news of the baby?
Yes, came in while we were all sleeping overnight, hey, about 1 o'clock, I think.
About 20 past one, yes.
A baby boy, and I heard that he weighed 3.8 kilos, which to me is astonishing because she's such a slight little thing, isn't she? 3.8 kilos was also the weight of my son all those years ago. I won't tell you how many years ago when he was born, but oh, look, if I could bottle that feeling. In fact, if I could get the recipe and bottle it, I'd just love to do it because I think we could all do with a dose of that from time to time. The feeling, you know, when a baby's just born and it's your first one. Mm.
Wonderful.
And I'm so proud of my son, actually, speaking of that son of mine. He was down in New Orleans because, you know, he works in New York now at a restaurant called Public and another one called Saxon and Parole. And he went to New Orleans not really knowing why he was going. And it turns out on Friday evening, his restaurant, or the bar in the restaurant that he helped to set up, the Daily Bar, won the most prestigious industry award at the Taste of the Cocktail Awards in New Orleans.
So,
which is, you know, in the United States, most prestigious industry award in the United States. So I was just, you know, bursting with pride, as I imagine they are today in London.
But he actually once flew to Paris or somewhere, didn't he, to pick up an award?
Yes, he does jet around a bit.
Okay. Enough about your baby.
Okay, well, look, the recipe I've got for you today, it turns out it's for a blueberry ricotta tart, and, of course, blue is for boys, although I'm wondering if that's a bit politically incorrect these days, if the feminists might all jump down my throat for saying that. Anyway, blueberries are very high in antioxidants. A lot of people recommend that you eat at least a handful of raw blueberries a day, so I wonder if they'll be feeding blueberries to the royal baby. They're also attributed to longevity. Did you know that? And they're the highest of all the fruits in antioxidants, so very, very good for you, and they help to protect against ageing. And, you know, then, of course, all these other claims like cancer, etc. But I do know that they're meant to be an anti-ageing fruit.
Blueberries. Mm. What about cheese? Because I've developed a love for cheese lately.
Oh, have you? I hope your cholesterol's all right. But from August the 4th to the 10th, this National Healthy Bones Week is coming up, and the Dairy Australia commissioned some research to do with what does your favourite cheese say about you. It's rather amusing, actually. Cheddar cheese eaters happen to be mostly female. They know what they want. They ignore the rules if it doesn't suit them, which I thought was rather funny. Blue cheese eaters are mostly in the over 60 age year group, and they're friendly and social but set in their ways. People who like Camembert and Brie are the life and soul of the party. People who like Parmesan are bubbly and outgoing. And people who like ricotta, because that's what I've got in my blueberry ricotta tart today, are reflective and thoughtful. So there you go.
A lot of that nonsense comes out these days, but we do enjoy reading about it, even if we don't.
Well, I actually did find that rather amusing. Anyway, look, this is a delicious recipe for blueberry ricotta tart, as I said. It comes from The Nest in Tumbarumba. I went there a few years ago, and it's a little dear little cafe down there in the south,
Tumbarumba,
in the mountains in southern New South Wales. Mm.
Okay, what's your website?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
2CH 1170.